Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring, just waiting on her answer, low, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Caroline, spent a few more wild and free, gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. She gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An urgent search for a former police chief known as the Devil of the Ozarks who escaped from a high-security prison in rural Arkansas. The 56-year-old fugitive has a professional background that officials fear could make him difficult to catch. A desperate scene in Gaza. Thousands of starving men, women, and children scrambling for food at a humanitarian aid distribution center, the aid station overrun. Thousands rushing in every direction, the Israeli Defense Force is saying its troops fired warning shots into the air. A mass shooting at a Waterbury, Connecticut mall. Five people shot at the Brass Mill Center this afternoon. Waterbury Police Chief Fernando Spagnolo.
There are several victims suffering from gunshot wounds. They were all transported to local hospitals. Currently, they're being worked on and receiving medical treatment, and there are no fatalities at this time.
Police looking for the suspect. They say they have strong leads. SpaceX has scheduled the 9th test flight of its Starship Heavy rocket for this hour. This is ABC News. One country is taking action against those very impatient airline passengers who rush to get off planes as soon as they land. ABC transportation reporter Clara McMichael.
Turkey is telling airline passengers that if they stand up too early, crowd the aisle, or try to cut people in line to get off the plane, they could pay the price. The country's aviation regulator said there's been a serious increase in these cases, instructing passengers to wait until that seatbelt sign is turned off and to wait for your turn. If passengers don't comply, they'll be reported to that aviation authority and they'll have to pay an administrative fine. Clara McMichael, ABC News.
Olympic gold medalist and legendary American gymnast Mary Lou Retton charged with suspected DUI in West Virginia. Police pulling over her after reports of a Porsche driving erratically, saying she refused a breath test and a blood test. She was released on $1,500 bond. Retton won the all-around gold at the 1984 Olympics at the age of 16, along with two silvers and two bronze medals. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Cloudy with areas of light rain possible tonight, low 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, small chance for scattered showers, high 65. Cloudy still tomorrow night with drizzle possible and a low of 49. And partly sunny on Thursday. Afternoon pop-up showers are possible with a high of 72. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 66 degrees.
WRCO 100.9. okay, I forgot about the trash. I didn't trim the long hairs on my mustache. I did buy you a ring, I believe it was back in 93. All right, I admit, I forgot our anniversary. I did pick up the baby this morning at the nursery. That ain't no big thing, it's a gold star for me. You get tired and disgusted with me when I can't be just what you want me to be. I still love you and I try real hard. I swear one day you'll have a brand new car. Even asked the Lord to try to help me. He looked down from heaven, said to tell you, please just be patient. I'm a work in progress. I'm sorry I got mad waiting in the truck. It seemed like hours you getting all dressed up just to go to Shoney's on a Wednesday night. I read that book you gave me about Mars and Venus. I think it's sinking in, but I probably need to reread it. But I'm starting to see now what you've been saying is right. You get tired and disgusted with me when I can't be just what you want me to be. I still love you and I try real hard. I swear one day you'll have a brand new car. Even asked the Lord to try to help me. He looked down from heaven, said to tell you, please just be patient. I'm a work in progress. Me those clogs, but my heels get hot down by the muffler on my hog. I'm sure they're stylish, but I'll take my boots. And I try to do that health thing like you want me to do, but that low fat and no fat's getting hard to chew. Now I love you cooking, honey, but sometimes I need some real food. You get tired and disgusted with me. But I can't be just what you want me to be. I still love you and I try real hard. I swear one day you'll have a brand new car. I even asked the Lord to try to help me. He looked down from heaven, said to tell you, please just be patient. I'm a work in progress. Oh, honey, just be patient now. I'm a work in progress. I need a major tune-up. Maybe a full body-off restoration. I'm tore up.
That was Alan Jackson with Work in Progress on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock playing some more great music for you. Our time is 7:08, and right now it's cloudy and 66 degrees in Richland Center. Turned out to be another decent day temperature-wise, even though kind of a cloudy one. I kind of missed that sun after this weekend. God, we had one of the, I think, the nicest weekends in quite some time. We very rarely have that, so hopefully it can continue happening. And right now, tonight, look for a low of 51, according to Brittany Merlot. So not quite as cool tonight, so that's kind of nice that we're getting into them. And looking ahead, it looks like a lot of our overnight lows, there's only one day on Wednesday night supposed to get down to 49. Other than that, we're looking at lows in the 50s, so maybe spring, possibly summer, is finally here. And thank you to everyone who listened to our high school baseball broadcast. It was a second round of the WIAA High School Softball Tournament, and it's regional action. And It was Richland Center coming away with that walk-off win, 2-1. And that went 9 innings. So Richland Center will take on either Dodgeville or Westby. That game started around 6 o'clock tonight, according to Phil. So once I get a score on that, I'll let you know. Hopefully we can see an upset by Westby. That way Richland Center hosted. But otherwise, Dodgeville is the number one seed in Division 3. And so the Richland Center would have to travel to Dodgeville. Now, there's some other scores I want to pass along. First of all, Ithaca won, beat Lafarge 15-0 in 4 innings, so they advance on, and they'll be hosting Seneca because Seneca beat DeSoto by a score of 5-2. Also in Division 5 action, it was Kickapoo over Hillsboro 7-4. In Division 4, Mineral Point beat Riverdale 12-2, and Luther beat Cashton by a score of 2-1. And in Division 2, West Salem beat Platteville 8-1. So West Salem advances on to take on Edgewood, Abundant Life, Christian, St. Ambrose. They will be hosting that game. And it's because that team, Edgewood Co-op team, ended up beating Wisconsin Dells by a score of 5-1. And then we have one baseball score to pass along, and that is Brookwood beating Lafarge by a score of 8-2. Once I get some more scores in, I'll let you know up till the 8 o'clock hour. Other than that, I'll have a rundown of all the scores that I received at 10 o'clock tonight. And then if not, if we don't have every score, then Phil will be reporting it tomorrow morning during his sports report. Coming up next, we have Ned Ledoux with Boys Growing Up.
Jesus a lot about boys growing up, and the junkyard's still doing a lot of business from boys growing up. When the girls become women, they don't waste any time while we're playing in the dirt. They're just rolling their eyes. They still keep on falling for boys growing up. Boys get faster, drinks get stronger, skin gets thicker and the shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up off the ground. You know a man's gotta be tough, but don't mind us. We're just boys growing up. A lot of broken hearts get blamed. Talk to Jesus a lot about their boys growing up. And the junkyard's still doing a lot of business from boys growing up. Toys get faster, drinks get stronger, skin gets thicker, and the shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up. Just boys growing up. Boys
hard to get a number. It's hard to get that dance. It's hard to talk a girl into ditching all her friends. It's hard to get that first kiss. It's hard to make one fall. It's hard to get the courage up to give her dad a call. And if all that ain't hard enough, try losing one. Try walking through the door of an empty house. Try staring at the wall, pouring whiskey out. Try living with knowing that you let her down. Try trying like hell not to think about that hurt in her eyes as she turned around. If you think finding a girl you can't live without is the hardest thing you've ever done, try losing one. It's hard to come home early. Last call comes so late. Pride is hard to swallow, and sorry is hard to say. And taking her for granted is an easy thing to do. And if you want to see the kind of hell a girl can put you through, try losing one. Try walking through the door of an empty house. Try staring at the wall, pouring whiskey out. Try living with knowing that you let her down. Try trying like hell not to think about that hurt in her eyes as she turned around. If you think finding a girl you can't live without is the hardest thing you've ever done, try losing one. Try losing one. Every night, holding on, barely getting by. A love like that, it might be hard to find.
Sure, and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Ney inviting you to join us for Those Were the Days, classic rock and roll on Saturday night on WRCO and WRCO.com, along with the Civic Media app. We'll be going back to the year of 1987 when Henry Bray was a big strapping freshman in Pea Ridge.
Oh, Susanna, won't you cry for me? I come from Arkansas with a banjo on my knee.
Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we'll have a rock and roll get-together with Those Were the Days, sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Jets Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema, and Town Taxi. Whatever you're doing, we hope that you'll call in to Those Were the Days.
We're going to the drive-in tonight.
Woo!
We've got one of our dogs with us, too. So now he has someone to snuggle up with when he falls asleep.
Join us for Those Were the Days and find out what's hot and happening this Saturday night.
100.9 WRCO.
And I'm Tim Seed here with you on this at 7:20 on this Tuesday evening. Hard to believe we're in the 27th day of May already. But time is just flying by fast. The reason why I wanted to let you know, to stop in and let you know, is that Dodgeville ended up beating Westby tonight by a score of 3-0 in girls' high school softball. So that means Richland Center will be taking on Dodgeville next, and that'll be on Thursday evening. A few other scores I want to pass along that I got in. It's West Salem beating Platteville in Division 2 by a score of 8-1. And it was Edgewood Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose beating Wisconsin Dells 5-1 in Division 2. So it will be West Salem advancing on to hosting Edgewood Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose. In Division 5, Ithaca beat Lafarge by a score of 15-0 in four innings, and Seneca beat DeSoto 5-2. So it will be Ithaca taking on Seneca on Thursday at Ithaca. And then also in Division 5, Kickapoo beat Hillsborough. And Division 4, it was Mineral Point over Riverdale 12-2, and Wisconsin Heights shut off Fenimore 1-0. So it will be Wisconsin Heights at Mineral Point on Thursday. Luther beat Cashton 2-1. Iowa Grant beat Argyle Blackhawks 6-4. And also Cuba City beat Darlington 12-0. They shut them out in five innings. So in that game in Division 4, in Division 4 on Thursday night, I should say, it will be Cuba City hosting Iowa Grant. And I'll keep you up to date on any more scores that come in. Coming up next, we have Mr. Tim McGraw with How I'll Always Be.
Thank you. she had a reputation, and it sounded like my kind of lonely medication. I was the girl he'd cheat on, looking for a little bit of neon. So I got drunk, hit you up, and you took the invitation. We were dying by getting over him, guy. I was getting over him.
Heard from a friend of a friend that you had a bad month, girl. You said that you needed someone who liked to have a little fun, girl. Turns out that's my specialty. Cook you up a good recipe. Then I'm on dinner and forget him.
Every phone call before we hang up, I always say I love you, but I never say how much. With every turn of this big old world, girl, we get more distracted. All I know is a life without you is a life I can't imagine. It hit me on a winding road just how lucky I am. And I'll love you till the last one dies. Baby, the way you kissed me this morning on my way out made me wanna stop open, you know, and do more thinking out loud. Then a song came on and a light did too, cause every single word reminded me of you. I've never been so sure, all I ever wanna be is yours. It hit me on a winding road just how lucky I am. Out of all the guys, only God knows why I get to be your man. So I bought a dozen roses on my way to you tonight. The living real ones, one fake one. Now love you till the last one dies. Till the last one dies. Till the moon don't shine. Till the last star fades. Till the last red petal It hit me on a winding road just how lucky I am. I'll love you till the last one dies. Till the last one dies.
That was Till the Last One Dies by Chris Young on Country and Community. Our time is 7:31. Temperature is 65 degrees. And I will run down some more scores for you coming up in about during our next break after I get some more gathered up. But I'll run down, let you know one more time if you didn't hear earlier on our broadcast for today. Ithaca, I'll go ahead and tell the other score since I started saying Ithaca. Actually, this wasn't our broadcast, but Ithaca did beat Lafarge today by a score of 15-0 in four innings, and they'll take on Seneca next, and because Seneca beat DeSoto by a score of 5-1. And in our broadcast, it was Richland Center taking on Lancaster, and Richland Center won that game in walk-off fashion 2-1 in nine innings, and they'll take on Dodgeville next, because Dodgeville beat Westby. They shut out Westby 3-0 today, so that'll be an exciting matchup there. So exciting time in high school sports during the spring, baseball going on. I don't have any local baseball scores passed along. Once I get something, I'll pass that along. If I don't have anything before 8 o'clock, I will definitely let every one of you know at 10 o'clock during the sports report. Just want to let you know, too, that tomorrow Second Harvest will be in Gase Mills, and that'll be from 2 to 3 on Main Street. You are asked not to arrive before 1:30. You will be directed where to go and asked how many you are in your household. Please make enough room in your trunk of your vehicle. Also, tomorrow there's going to be a Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck that'll be in Boaz from 11 to noon at the Boaz Community Building parking lot. All are welcome from the surrounding area. Southwest CAP is required to collect names, birth dates, addresses, and household size. A slip of paper with each household member's name, address, and birth dates will speed up the process.
Start your morning the Dairy Best Way at the 34th Annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
Save $12 per gallon on Valspar Medallion Plus paint. Right now at All-American Do It Center, get $12 back with mail-in or online rebate on gallon containers of Valspar Medallion Plus interior and exterior latex paint. See store for details. Cover imperfections with a washable, stain-resistant paint plus primer all-in-one formula. Get up to $60 back on Valspar Medallion Plus paint with mail-in or online rebate at All-American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
On Wednesday, May 28th, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will be holding their annual beef bull sale starting at 1 o'clock. Most of the bulls consigned will be Black Angus bulls, with many of them semen tested. The bulls will run from yearlings to 2.5-year-olds, with one purebred 3-year-old Hereford bull. If you're still needing a bull for this season, be sure to attend the beef bull sale on Wednesday, May 28th at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Areas of light rain tonight, a low of 51. Northeast winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers likely, a high of 68. Drizzle early Wednesday night, a low of 49. Thursday, partly sunny, spotty light showers possible, and a high of 73. Friday, near 80, with an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible.
Friday night hot spot sign in the parking lot, free beer ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside. Betty Lou started laughing, said, "Look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long-haired singer singing, looking half stone." Sign outside said, "Country band, but the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man."
Said, "See the man pounding on the keys from a hazard. I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin. Plays anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Says, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and is deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig van. If the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man." Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie and a Waylon, Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy and the Possum. Songs ever would have got a hand if it worked for a finger lick a chicken pick a telly man. Never would have got a hand if it weren't for a finger licking, chicken picking, telly man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard the singer say, "Hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telly man." Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie and a Waylon, Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy and the Possum. Tick-tock, clip-flop, string-pulling telly man. Bender, old fender, kick it off, telly man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
fine, but there's gotta be more than just working that line.
But ain't nothing wrong when it's all done for a good old boy to have a little fun. Newspaper comes in, it's the same old thing.
Nothing but bad news is all it brings.
These hard times are getting me down. Can't recall the last time I left this town. But ain't nothing wrong when it's all done for a good old boy to have a little fun. This is how it's done. Me and my guitar, me and my truck, me and the boys when we're pushing our luck. Me and you together, girl, with the look in your eyes. Me and my old basketball fishing out on the lake.
Doctor, time, have mercy on me.
too long to set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through. Time, tell the truth. You're the only one I trust. How many weeks until I leave this heartache in the dust? Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free.
That was Rick Trevino with Dr. Time. Before that, we heard from Tyrone Vaughn with Downtime. Our time is 7:46, temperature 64 degrees, still cloudy out there. It looks like that rain's holding off pretty well. I know, I think the last I saw, they're talking maybe like later tonight, sometime maybe after midnight, but we'll wait and see what happens there. But at least it held off for all of our sports action in the area this evening. And just going to run down some of those scores one more time, the scores that I do have, and especially in the regional high school softball tournament action. First of all, in a game heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app, Richland Center beat Lancaster 2-1 in walk-off style. That was in 9 innings. And Richland Center will advance on. They'll travel to Dodgeville to take on Dodgeville because Dodgeville beat Westby 3-0. Also, Prairie du Chien beat Viroqua Youth Initiative 9-3, and they'll take on the winner of the Aquinas Gale Ettrick Trempealeau game, which I don't have a score for yet. Portage will be taking on Portage beat Reedsburg 3-1 in Division 2, and they'll be taking on the winner of the Mount Horeb Lacrosse Logan game. And in Division 2, West Salem beat Platteville 8-1, and West Salem advances on. They'll be hosting Edgewood Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose, who beat Wisconsin Dells this evening by a score of 5-1. In Division 5, it was Ithaca beating Lafarge, shutting them out 15-0 in 4 innings. So Ithaca hosts Seneca, who beat DeSoto 5-1. Also in Division 5, Kickapoo beat Hillsboro 7-4. So they will be traveling. Kickapoo will be traveling to Brookwood because Brookwood beat Wanewalk Center 13-3 in 6 innings. Also, River Ridge beat Highland, shut them out 3-0. And so River Ridge will be traveling to Barneveld because Barneveld beat Potosi Cassville 9-4. Also, Belmont beat Pecatonica in Division 5, 9-2. So Belmont will be hosting either Wazika Steuben or Judah Albany. And also in Division 4 action, Mineral Point beat Riverdale 12-2. So Mineral Point hosts Wisconsin Heights, who shut out Fenimore this evening 1-0. Luther will be facing the winner of the Melrose-Mindoro-Whitehall game because Luther ended up beating Cashton 2-1. And also this evening in Division 4, Iowa Grant beat Argyle Blackhawks 6-4, and Cuba City beat Darlington 12-0 in 5 innings. So since Cuba City is the number one seed, they will be hosting Iowa Grant in the next round. And the next round of games, the regional finals, though, all those games will be played on Thursday. And also, let's see here, I had some more scores here as far as baseball for you. There we go. I wanted to pass that along. Richland Center ended up losing to Dodgeville in high school baseball this evening by a score of 1-0. Another high school baseball score to pass along that I have is Brookwood beat Lafarge 8-2. So I got you up to date on all the scores we did receive, and I will have a full rundown of whatever score else, what other scores I have coming up tonight during the 10 o'clock sports report.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care.
Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 44th Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell Lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Chalmers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
100.9 WRCO. Girl, I meant what I said when I said I do. Yeah, through thick or thin, I spend forever with you. But if I leave this world, baby, a little too soon, it hurts like hell to say I hope someone new. He can have my trust.
That was Dylan Scott with What He'll Never Have. Well, our time is 7:55, and it's time for me to wrap things up on my end. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. And I'll be back again. I'll be back at 10 o'clock with a sports report. I'll have a rundown of all the high school sports scores that we have, especially in sectional softball action. And then we'll have some great music for you during the overnight and tomorrow morning. Be sure to tune in at 5 o'clock for Phil Nee with the Light in the Milk House show. As for me, after I give you the sports report at 10 o'clock tonight, I'll be back on Thursday. I have tomorrow off, so I'll be back on Thursday after our high school sports action. We'll have another high school sectional softball game for you. Phil's determining on what that will be, but Phil will have an announcement tomorrow morning on which game he'll be bringing you right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on Thursday. Taking us up to the top of the hour in ABC News time is the legendary Don Williams with Lord Have Mercy on a Country Boy. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. Please stay safe.
Search for a former police chief known as the Devil of the Ozarks who escaped from a high-security prison in rural Arkansas. The 56-year-old fugitive has a professional background that officials fear could make him difficult to catch. A desperate scene in Gaza. Thousands of starving men, women, and children scrambling for food at a humanitarian aid distribution center. The aid station overrun. Thousands rushing in every direction. The Israeli Defense Force is saying its troops fired warning shots into the air. A mass shooting at a Waterbury, Connecticut mall. Five people shot at the Brass Mill Center this afternoon. Waterbury Police Chief Fernando Spagnolo.
There are several victims suffering from gunshot wounds. They were all transported to local hospitals. Currently, they're being worked on and receiving medical treatment, and there are no fatalities at this time.
Police looking for the suspect. They say they have strong leads. SpaceX has scheduled the 9th test flight of its Starship Heavy rocket for this hour. This is ABC News. One country is taking action against those very impatient airline passengers who rush to get off planes as soon as they land. ABC transportation reporter Clara McMichael.
Turkey is telling airline passengers that if they stand up too early, crowd the aisle, or try to cut people in line to get off the plane, they could pay the price. The country's aviation regulator said there's been a serious increase in these cases, instructing passengers to wait until that seatbelt sign is turned off and to wait for your turn. If passengers don't comply, they'll be reported to that aviation authority and they'll have to pay an administrative fine. Clara McMichael, ABC News.
Olympic gold medalist and legendary